Okay, so we'll got some hands up already. So we'll go to Tom first when you're ready. You're still muted there, Tom.
Hello.
There we go. You're lovely.
Sorry, who? You're not. I'm seeing. I'm not seeing Helen now.
It's okay. It's sometimes it doesn't show. It
Okay.
shows the last speaker, basically.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you can see me now. Yeah.
Okay, I can see you in here. I've been meditating for some years, on and off, and I'm stuck on a technique that I can't get out of. Whenever I drift, I go back to my breathing. Now I try to listen to the silence instead, but I can't just get rid of go back to your breathing. It's so stuck that I can't get rid of that technique.
It's okay. You can, so let's say you notice your attention has wandered and that there's a very maybe to some thought or something, and there's a very well-grooved habit to go back to the breathing as a way to recenter yourself. That's
Yeah.
okay, isn't it? And it's just like any other habit that it can be turned around. So if you notice the breathing, then you can notice that you're noticing. You can be aware. You're aware of the breathing. So I'm aware of the breathing, and now I'm aware that there's awareness, or that breathing is happening in the stillness. The movement of the breathing is happening. But just treat the breathing as any other phenomenon for the sake of this practice. It's no different than a thought or an emotion. It's just where attention has kind of habitually learned to go to. And it's a calmer phenomenon to look at the mind, isn't it? So,
So I treat the breathing as another phenomenon then.
yeah. And then you can say, I'm noticing the breathing, there's awareness of it. There I am. No, I've just noticed, I've been aware of awareness right there. Very, very simple.
Okay. And another question is, when I get in touch with the noumenon, you often say you get peace and love, but I just get, well, it's obviously true that I am everything there is. I am the world and the world is me. But instead of feeling peace and love, I think, yeah, well, it's obviously true, so what? So
That's,
I'm missing the goodies here somehow.
yeah, it's very normal. When I first heard the silence, it didn't feel magical. It didn't feel blissful. In fact, it felt boring, if I'm honest. It's like, okay, silence. So what? It wasn't a big deal. There were no angels, no fanfares, no trumpets, certainly no bliss.
That's what I get, the so what,
Yeah, so what? Yeah.
I've seen this, big deal.
It's a very subtle defense mechanism of mind. Okay, mind takes a snapshot of the self and says, silence. Okay, yes, silence. It's nothing amazing. But if we can tune into the noumenon just because it's what's true, if we don't need anything else out of it in that moment, let me just listen to the silence because it's here. Or let me just recognize awareness because it's here. And because it's true, it's what's permanent about me, even if I haven't realized that experientially yet. If you let that be enough in that moment, mind is kind of listening to the silence, going, yeah, but there's no, it's got its checklist, hasn't it? There's no peace, there's no bliss, there's none of these things that I've been promised. And I'm not going to like the silence as mind until I can check all these boxes. But really, that'll start to happen as you relax into the silence or whichever method we're using, just because it's what's here right now. And just because you can't suffer when you're listening to the silence. When you're listening to thoughts, we'll suffer. When we're listening to silence, we won't be able to. Those thoughts might still be there, but we can't entertain them personally as a separate being when we're listening to silence. So if you let that be enough for now, I'm content to experience the self, the noumen, on however it's appearing for me right now. For a lot of beings, myself included, it just, it was very normal, almost kind of, so, you know, silence. And I stuck with it because I couldn't suffer then. I was just so desperate to come out of suffering. Mm-hmm. It was just a, it was a lifeboat, you know. To,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it will, as you just stick with it, it will deepen, it will reveal itself to be something so much more amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But here is again a place where mind is trying to, this isn't the self, this is just boring. This is the self over here when it looks like this. But the self is right here, right now, as this silence that feels boring or whatever we're feeling, we're noticing.
Mm-hmm. And treat the breathing as another phenomenon.
Yeah, it kind of helps just to, it really, we could divide reality into two categories. Everything is either a phenomenon or the noumenon.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
in a very simple way for terms of meditation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Very good. Good, good. Nice to talk to you.
The same here.
Thank you. Okay, Gabrielle.
Hey.
Hi.
Good to talk to you again. Thank you. So my question is more related to a tendency that I don't want to start the course with this tendency somehow, because there is a strong tendency of doing, and there is like a kind of a harshness and an inflexibility for this awakening process. You know, I can feel sometimes a little, it's really heavy, and it's like you need to practice more, you need to sit more, you need to do more. And I feel really safe when I am in meditation, like when I sit to meditate, I feel safe, I feel really peaceful, and that kind of openness is there. And I'm not afraid of anything. It's just so good that when I go to the word, so to speak, there is this contrast, because it seems really different from the experience from the meditation. So there is kind of an addiction, like I need to be more in meditation because it's so much better somehow. Do you have any tips? How can I?
What is that more? I need to be more in meditation. Does it mean more time? Does it mean more effort now? Or does it mean something else? Could it be, let me be more with this energy that's trying to, something within it's trying to get somewhere, isn't it? Ego is desperately trying to get this awakening thing. Mm-hmm. And it thinks by throwing a tremendous amount of effort at it, that that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. And if it isn't working, then it's because we're not doing enough effort or trying hard enough or something.
That's exactly what I think.
So for me, this being more with this, more in meditation, really meant, can I love this energy more, this egoic striving? If I really looked at it, when I looked at it, I had this strong idea that to experience the silence, the peace, the bliss, all of that, I had to get rid of this striving.
Mm-hmm.
But it's impossible to do that. It will melt away on its own, and it is already doing. As we love it, how do we love something that's noisy, that's, you know, doing its thing? It's by understanding it, right? Because ego is trying to get to some future point to where there's peace in the future. If I do this practice, I'll get to this thing called awakening.
Yes.
And if we come to understand that it cannot see that the noumenon is already here and that you are already it, then as you start to understand ego more, you start fighting it less. What if the egoic ball of struggle and suffering was just a phenomenon appearing inside the contextual field, or it was just a noise happening in the background, as you know, in the foreground, the background is the silence? What if you just treat it like another phenomenon, just something? Every now and again, it pops its hand up and goes, you're not doing enough, or whatever it says, right? You're not working hard enough. You're never going to get there, or, you know, something like that.
You're right when you say that it's just another phenomenon. I can relate to that because I think since it's spiritual related to awakening, this ego tendency, I give more credit to it somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's coming from a spiritual voice that is, you know.
Because it's trying to get awakening rather than a new car or something, right? And we give it this kind of... But noticing that it's not in the future awakening, it's now. The noumenon, the self, is always here now. And also recognizing that ego is never going to understand that. It's always going to be trying to go deeper, further, better. And that's not wrong.
Okay.
But it's not going to work for the purpose of recognizing what's already here.
Yes.
So if you were to pick up a reference book about how to speak Greek, for example, and you wanted to learn Italian, you wouldn't shout at this Greek book going, "You are so wrong. This is not what I asked for. Go away." You just go, "That's the wrong book." And you'd leave it be, wouldn't you? So you can kind of treat your ego a little bit like this, that that kind of struggling and striving works for worldly goals, but it's not going to work here. But that doesn't mean we have to push against it. Mm-hmm. You can kind of just, there it is again, it's doing its thing and I'm aware of it. Oh, there, I'm aware of awareness.
Yes.
Or it's making all this movement. And I can notice that against the stillness. There's a contrasting stillness, that the self that's effortlessly here, that isn't trying to get one up on the next moment.
Yes. I like this approach of just loving it somehow and in a more compassionate way.
Yeah, love because the self always wants to understand, why is ego the way it is? Mm-hmm. You know, why is it doing what it does? What's the purpose of it? And is that going to work here now for this? Whereas ego is judging itself, going, "You are wrong, you are bad, you should go away." You know, and the self is incapable of rejecting anything, especially ego. It just goes off there, and pats it on the head and says, "You do what you want to do, and I'm just gonna sit here and, you know, be the silence." Yeah.
I think from everything that you said, what really resonates is like seeing it as just another phenomenon and even using it like, I am aware of that. I am aware of this tendency. Let me use it like then.
You can use any phenomenon to bring you back. When you see a phenomenon, whatever it is, must be the awareness, the noumenon that's looking at it. Yeah. Even this egoic fuzzball of stress, you know, is tangled energy. Do, you know.
Yeah. Next time I feel this ego like wants to awaken so desperately, I can say, "Yes, thank you, my friend. I'm aware of that," just as a reminder.
if I paid attention to it now, mine would still be doing that. "You should be the best awakened being you could ever be." Like, the best one that's ever been, you know, and it's trying to do that thing it does.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. I'm feeling lighter.
Good. Lovely.
Thank you.
Okay, Julie, when you're ready.
Hi, Helen, thank you.
Hi.
It's the first time we meet.
Oh, lovely. Lovely to talk to you.
I've been going through some stuff lately. I never meditate, not once in my life. I was never able to meditate. So this awakening came upon me. I don't know how.
It just comes whether you're ready for it or not, doesn't it? Something changes, yeah.
Yeah. And so I kind of go about my day in the now, aware of the presence while things happen around me. Mm-hmm. And I get stuck in some thinking and then bring it back all day long. Should I meditate? Would it help?
I think it's good. It's great that you're doing that. And I think it would also be good to set aside 20 minutes a day because there will be times if you're doing it out and about. I mean, yes, you can do that as well also. But if you're doing your food shopping, you're not going to catch a couple of times when attention has wandered. So it's good to have that 20 minutes where your phone's on silent, the doors are closed, just so you can really sort of come to, if you watch attention jumping to thoughts and back all the time, it's just opportunity to bring it back and to consciously build a new habit.
Okay.
Yeah. But it shouldn't be any more stressful or struggle than what you're doing. You know, you're just sitting there, you know, where you're out and about, you're sitting there in meditation, there's the presence. And then 2 minutes later, you realize you've been listening to thoughts for the last 2 minutes. Okay, just bring it back to the presence.
Okay, and there's something I've been going on lately. I wake up during the night and I can't sleep.
We have this ongoing joke, this 4 a.m. satsang, or sometimes it's 2 a.m. satsang, where you wake up and your mind is just going,
it's as if the thought is, it's here, there's something that I'm missing. And it gets like a, when you mentioned the phenomenon in the form of awareness, mm-hmm. I was like, there's, and the question, can the observer be, can be observed? It's going to my mind. Yeah. I don't know if I'm getting off track, or it's like the answer is yes, but I cannot get it. I don't get it. And it's right here now. It's not somewhere. Is it just, I just rest in there?
Just when that's happening, if you, again, more compassionate understanding of ego, it's finally really interested in this awakening thing too. You know, it's trying to get on board. It's trying to figure it out. And for me, there was a tremendous sense that there's something much better than this, that I can't quite, you know, this being my normal everyday experience at the time, I can't quite get myself, you know. So the way to get to that is by recognizing right now how it's showing up. So you're laying there in bed at 2 a.m. and mind is doing its thing. Can you just notice that you're aware of that?
Okay.
That might seem like a ridiculously simple thing to do, but it is atomically powerful. Okay. Whatever is going on in my mind, I'm aware of it, I'm noticing it. And then you can see, hopefully, that you can meditate even while that's going on, even while that noise is going on, you can meditate in that.
It gets you off the hook of being in there. Mm-hmm. In
because in something's going to try to go, isn't it? Something's trying to do, and all you've got to do is just notice that. I'm just noticing that there's awareness also. I'm not trying to change that. Of course, we want reality. Of course, we want the noumenon. Of course, we want to experience that. What's the most direct way now? It's to look at how it's showing up for you right now in this moment. And as we said before, it might not feel amazing. It might feel boring. It might feel dull. It might feel unimportant.
It's the only way I can go back to sleep.
Yeah. And that's okay, isn't it? I used to, there was this frantic energy because suddenly awakening was the only thing that mattered. And I had to. And I could not live another day like that. You know, so I had to keep bringing that stampeding horses back to what's here right now, off it goes again, what's here right now, which is just your attention, isn't it? What's it looking at in any moment? If we keep this really simple, you've only got one choice, and that is where your attention is in any moment. It's either on a phenomenon or it's on the noumenon. Okay, and that seems too simple for mind, but it is extraordinarily effective. And it'll just begin to dissipate this got to get there-ness.
Okay. Like if someone is angry, it just go through. Mm-hmm. And I stay present.
Yeah.
And it's not as it was before, bigger energy.
Yeah.
But during the night, it's coming from its same inside.
Yeah.
Not from outside.
So if you can again understand that for me, the desire for awakening was the most powerful one I've ever had. And
yes,
it was just, it superseded everything else eventually.
Yeah.
And that's okay, isn't it? Of course you're going to want this. Especially once you've tasted it as well. you're going to want it even more then. And then when you taste it more and more, you're going to want it all the time then. And then you're going to want it effortlessly, you know. So this desire is going to evolve as you're deepening into your seeing. And it becomes a very strong thing. But what we do in response to that desire is going to change. Instead of striving and struggling now to try to get to some future place where I will be awakened, we're going to sort of redirect, okay, what is here right now? That must be enough if I look at it right now. Must be enough for me if I come back to that.
Yeah, the experience I had was I spent about 2 months without thought in a blissful state. So
of course, your desire is going to be massive to live like that. I know it's insane to think somewhere. Anything else, isn't it? You know, you've had this try before you buy. And of course, something says, yes, please. I want that effortlessly. And I want that all the time. You know, I don't want it to be an effort. And I want it permanently. So to overcome.
And I especially don't want to screw it up.
Well, here's the good news. Yeah. There's some good news that you can't screw it up.
Okay.
Because whether you've realized or not, you are already that, the self. So it is waking up to itself. And there never was a separate being that could screw it up. That was really helpful for me to figure that out. All we're doing in this course is speeding it up and working with it more consciously.
Okay.
So it's not an if. Yeah. It's not even a when, because a when would be a future. Okay. Uh-huh. It's every day I'm clearer. Every day I'm clearer and living more and more authentically as the self. Every day a little bit less authentic.
Okay.
And that's never going to stop.
Even if it seems not sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There's still something within me that wants to go deeper. I've somehow thought that would disappear. Oh. There's still this drive, this obsession. But it's actually intensified now, but I don't fight it. I don't fight it at all. Okay. And it's our love of truth, isn't it, that's... That's what that fire is. I have to know this. I have to, you know, but that is doing its work in that it's giving you the conviction, the consistency to be consistent in your practice, all of that, right?
Yeah.
But the ifs and the whens, you have to kind of let go of them. Okay. It's just every day, let that be ego's
rest.
Thing. Yeah, every day a little bit more time spent as the self, a little bit less.
Okay.
And if you just do that, that's still happening for me, that deepening. The body and mind are still experiencing a deepening every day. That's never going to stop right until the body's gone.
Okay.
And every day just clearer and clearer and clearer and deeper and deeper and deeper. And that goes on forever.
Because I start to look everywhere. Is it that? Is that? Oh, this happened. And is it normal when I listen to the silence, I hear a little ringing?
Subtle, a very subtle phenomenon, the sound. We get lots of questions about this. It's not actually the silence, but you can hear it in the silence, can't you? This very subtle vibration sound. Some people hear it as a ringing. Sometimes for me, it was a very high-pitched whine for a while in my ear. Then it would swap ears and... as you start to notice the noumenon, it allows much more life force into the body and not much more energy into the body. And the body will deal with that energy in a certain way. Sometimes you feel it as a vibration or as a sound. Sometimes it's heat. Sometimes you might find yourself dancing or doing some yoga or laughing or yawning or something. But it show up all kind of different ways.
I see some stuff vibrating. My eyes look at the tree and it's vibrating. Yeah. Normal?
Yep, absolutely normal. Weird, but normal.
Look at that. Like, don't start to, you know, question it and the mind gets into it all.
The senses can see a lot more than we realize they can, and you might start to experience that as you kind of get clearer in your seeing of what you really are. That everything really, we'll look at it in lesson 4, none of this is solid actually. It's all vibration moving on the surface of the ocean of the stillness. It's vibrating. And sometimes you can see that with your physical eyes. Some people see things like that, you know.
Okay.
It's just okay. That's cool. Yeah, a sign that I'm on the right track. But
no, not do too much of it. Okay, thank you.
Mind will be fascinated with it, won't it? Because it does. Ooh, what does that mean? I'm getting somewhere.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
And it's fun. It's fun too. But at the end of the day, even that is a subtle phenomenon, a vibration. We can see it moving. We can see it changing.
Okay.
It's not bad or wrong. It's just,
it's not
this. Even this I can see.
It's a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly. Again, it's a phenomenon.
Yeah.
No, not any use to concentrate and say, oh, I get it now. I see the vibration.
Yeah, it's a useful sign, isn't it? If you are setting off from Leeds and traveling 200 miles to London, south of England, and you saw a signpost saying, okay, instead of 200 miles, it's now only 100. That's a useful sign. I'm on the right track and I'm getting closer, you know. But you wouldn't stand there looking at the sign.
No.
This is a really cool sign, you know.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That helps a lot.
Good, good. Lovely. Good to talk to you. Okay, Melissa?
Hi, Helen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, good. Thank you.
You said thinking is not the same as noticing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized a day or two ago is that because I felt disconnected from the self for quite some time. And I realized that I have been spending time thinking about it. And thinking can be really overt, but what's been happening for me is it's really subtle.
Yeah, thinking about
realizing.
The self.
Yes, so I'm realizing that. Oh, I've been thinking about it as. So I'm. Can you speak to thinking versus noticing?
Yeah,
and so I can get a clearer, you know.
When you start to have a seeing, you know, as you did in the last course, you really started to things started to happen for you, and then mind's going to get really excited and start to try to fit what you're seeing into its paradigm of reality. I'm getting somewhere. I'm really, you know, something's happening. And then across the other side of that coin, nothing's happening. I'm stuck again now. I'm, you know, where is it all gone? I've lost it. You know, all that other side of the thinking about it. But it's not one or the other. Again, the phenomena of thoughts are appearing inside the field, the noumenon. So I can notice that I'm thinking about it, and I can notice that my attention's gone to it. And then I can notice that I'm noticing. There I am tuning in again. And it's kind of a subtle and tempting trap to think about the self as you're making progress, because those thoughts about the self feel so much nicer than I don't have enough money, or when am I going to make up with my ex, or whatever it is that we're thinking about. this thought that says, I recognize myself so much clearer yesterday. Wow, that feels really nice, because they're kind of addictive, aren't they, in that? So subtly, we realize I've completely been paying attention to thoughts again. And it's okay. Your body will tell you though, right? Your body will tell you whether you're focused on the noumenon or the phenomena. It never lies, ever. So even if I'm thinking some lovely thoughts, my body will be kind of less relaxed than when I'm just listening to the silence, because it costs the energy to pay attention to phenomena, to thoughts especially. And then we'll begin to feel the emotions of them. So you'll notice this. I'm going in the right direction, then I take a detour, and then I have to come back. And then the next detour is not quite as long, and then I come back and course correcting all the time. And if you just don't beat yourself up over that, it's just helpful every now and again. I used to just ask myself, what's my attention on right now? Just asking that question, when I remembered to ask it, of course, would bring me back to where I was supposed to be looking at around. And every time, oh yeah, thoughts. Yeah, it's on thoughts. There's nothing wrong with that. It's going to happen, especially as the thoughts get more exciting. But just to notice that and bring it back when you recognize. And less will it happen. It's just been our go-to method, our reference library, hasn't it, mind, for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That the first thing we do is run to it and What do you think about this? Yeah.
Running to it without being aware that we're running to it, and it's just constantly.
You stood in the library with all these books going, how did I get here? Like, we got back out again. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But the self, what would the self say about that? It would just say, like, if it could, no big deal. No big deal, right? Nothing's gone wrong. I'll just go back out again.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, lovely. Okay. Joyce, when you're ready. Can you hear us, Joyce?
Oh, hi.
There we go. Sorry. It's okay.
Yeah, I think I kind of forgot what I was going to ask because I think you've been answering it.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. I've been, since the last course, was last one was my first one. And since then, my environment has changed and I'm extremely grateful for it. But I am also at the same time, like I'm now physically in an environment that is extremely beautiful and silent and peaceful as opposed to a city street. And so when I'm out going for a walk or whatever, my initial question had been, and I was listening to one of the questioners that it was obvious to them that the silence and the space, they are that. And I don't get the sense of me being that. I'm very, like, my being kind of drinks it in, but I don't have the sense of being that.
Yeah. It's very normal at first to feel, for a while, I felt like someone tuning into the noumenon, you know, so, and I got really good at that, really good. I could hear the silence anywhere, you know, even in the airport. Even I'm really getting somewhere now, you know, really getting like the thoughts that we were just talking about, Melissa. But it's very normal. That's where we all start from, isn't it? I'm someone trying to get to the self, to the noumenon, and I'm not there yet. I still feel separate to it, even on some subtle level that I can't perhaps consciously explain, but I feel separate to it. There's an it and me in my experience, it being the noumenon. So just noticing that, and you can begin to then ask as we're going to do in lesson three later, the questions that come with that. You can start just by, if you're hearing the silence or whichever way you're tuning in, you can really just, is there really a me and it? It feels like, it seems like there is, right? But let me just, when I first tune into the noumenon, and anyone can do this as well, if it feels right, still do your 20 minutes or whatever you're doing. And at the start or the end of that, you can just, is there really a me and the noumenon? Can I really find this separate being that seems to be tuning in? Can I really actually find it? And again, we are, to answer that question, if we put attention on phenomena, we're going to feel very separate to it. Okay, so I asked that question, am I really separate to the noumenon? Is there really me and it? Is there really two? Then what happens if I don't reference thoughts, emotions, and experiences to answer that question? If I reference thoughts, emotions, and experience, I'm always going to feel separate to it. Okay. So there's a body, there's thoughts going on, there's emotions, there's experiencing going on in that body. But what else is there about me, and is it separate to or different from the self in any way? And recognizing if our attention stays on the phenomena, we're always going to feel separate. If tension goes to the noumenon, we're going to feel increasingly, and at some point subtly for me, this just shifted. The sense that I'm looking from that. And again, we'll work on this more in lesson three. But for now, just to ask that question, am I really separate from it? And what is the evidence I'm using to agree that I'm feeling separate from the self? And if we look at that, the evidence, for me, it came down to thoughts and feelings and as the sense of experiencing here, just here, all of which is going to go when the body goes. So can I use that as evidence, really, to find out what I am if it's not permanent? Can I use that as evidence to, is it reliable evidence as to how separate I am from the noumenon? If all of that is going to go at some point, is it still going, am I still going to include that in my self-inquiry? Not that it's wrong, of course, thoughts, and this is beautiful human experience we can have, but for the sake of answering this question, where do I still feel separate to it? What is the evidence? Have a look at that. What evidence are you using to agree that you still feel separate? You might find something quite wonderful happens out of that.
Okay. So the question itself is going to open something, perhaps. I feel this yearning, this striving, like as somebody else was describing, and I could really relate to that. Like
I got to.
Like that.
But even for me, it became clearer that it became more important. Why am I so convinced still that I am separate? Because I've seen so many times that the noumenon was here, and I would, like I said, I was very good at tuning into it. I'd also seen in my self-inquiry that I wasn't a thing at all. So why do I still feel separate?
I haven't got that part that I'm not a thing. I'm not.
That's okay.
I think I still feel like I am this thing, and I'm in this skin, and this skin is separating me from the that. Like that, but that's okay. Like I'm not doing something wrong.
Starts like that. Yep. I would ask the two questions. Why am I so sure I'm separate to it? And what evidence am I using to back that up? Because if we've been certain of something, we must have some evidence for that to conclude that.
Right.
When you start to look at this, it will change everything inside.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Good. Lovely. Everything's going absolutely right. It's very normal what you're experiencing. We all start from that place. So
okay. That's reassuring. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Okay, so we will leave it there for today. Just to remind everyone that there is a live Q&A session this Thursday. There'll be one each Thursday for the course, different times. For different time zones, depending on my schedule as well. So it's slightly different now to how it was. And if you don't want to ask a question in this or the Q&A, because it's a sensitive question, you can use the contact form on the hidden page to send it in. It'll be read out anonymously and answered as many as we can in that session. And if you can't make the session live, you can send one in as well, and it will be recorded and uploaded to the page, as Maggie said so well. So dive in, get practicing, meditating. Don't make hard work out of this. It's a very, it's just noticing. We're just shifting what we're noticing. So just like I'm looking over there and I look back over there, I'm looking at thoughts. Okay, let me go back to the silence. No more hard work than that. Okay. So thank you very much. Namaste.